"Good, good," he said as we got back to the bench. He bounced around on his toes like a boxer before finally settling down. "Feels good, don't it?" I wiped my face with my shirt and took a seat. I was tired and energized at the same time, which was weird. "I didn't do it to make me feel tough," I blurted out of nowhere. Coach stopped bouncing. He sat down next to me and grabbed a towel from his bag.
"What you talking about?"
he asked, wiping sweat from his bald head, more like buffing it off. "Would you ask me in the car if beating up Brandon makes me tough?" I reminded him. "I said I didn't know, but I do." We locked eyes. "The answer is no. It don't make me tough." Coach moved the towel from his head to his neck.
"So what does it make you then?"
"I don't know, but not tough." I thought for a second. "Because for something to make you feel tough, you gotta be a little bit scared of it at first. Then you gotta beat it. But I wasn't scared of Brandon at all. He's just a big guy with a big mouth. That ain't really all that scary to me." I had been thinking about this when we were running around the track, warming up. In between coach's tips about form and all that stuff, my brain was kicking that question around.
"Let me guess," coach said, now flinging the towel over his shoulder. "You're one of those kids who ain't scared of nothing or nobody."
"Nah," I chuckled just for a second because I knew the kinds of kids coach was talking about. The kids who say they ain't scared but really be scared of everything. Kids like Brandon. He talked all that trash and teased people because he was shook. A cupcake. But that wasn't me. "I ain't saying that. I've definitely been scared of somebody before. Real scared," I added, thinking about how loud a gun sounds when it's fired in a small room. "That's how come I know how to run so fast. But now, the only person I'm scared of, other than my mother, I do things I know ain't cool. But even though I know they ain't cool, like beating on Brandon, all of a sudden I'm doing it anyway, you know? So I guess the only other person I'm really scared of, maybe, is me." A grunt seeped from Coach. He rubbed his right knee.
"I hear you, kid," he said,
wincing, stretching out his right leg, bending it, then straightening it. Then he did the same to the left.
"Trouble is, you can't run away from yourself."
Coach snatched the towel from his shoulder, folded into a perfect square, and set it in the space between us.
"Unfortunately," he said, "ain't nobody that fast."